ladies and guys who like to talk to women because they're so cute. Women are so goddamn cute. I want to pinch their little fucking cheeks. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. Whew. Good intro. Amazing intro. Possibly my best ever intro. I'm not going to lie. Not even bragging. Best intro ever. So why do you need to cold approach? And when I say cold approach, I'm actually going to start rephrasing that. I'm going to stop using the word cold approach. I don't like that. I don't think it gets to the heart of what we're actually talking about here, which is really just hitting on women in public. So I think I'm going to just start calling it hitting on chicks in public. Why do you need to start hitting on chicks in public? Day game, cold approach, whatever you want to call it. Because, so we're going to go through the reasons here. But the first one that I've got to start with is, if you focus only on one source of women, like one source of meeting and dating and having sex with women, let's say you pick Tinder, what happens when Tinder isn't going so well? And I did a video a while ago on Tinder burnout. I'll leave a link in the description below to that one. But what happens when, like, Tinder's not going well? If you're only using Tinder, you get frustrated. You can feel a little hopeless. You can feel like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to meet women? Like, it's not what, I'm not getting matches. Maybe my pictures suck. Maybe I need to lose a lot of weight. Maybe it's just a bad weekend. That happens sometimes. You use a boost. You go on there, you just get no fucking matches. Maybe you get one match. Maybe you get literally no matches. That happens. What are you going to do if that's your only source, your only opportunity to meet women? You're going to feel fucking like this is a scam. I've heard that a million times. Guys going like, oh, Tinder's a fucking scam. And I'll say, well, fine, but are you going outside and talking to women? No. That's why you feel like it's a scam, because you have one place to meet women. And this is a numbers game. This stuff is very random and arbitrary sometimes. You will have bad weeks. You're going to have a million bad weeks. I still do. A million weeks where you don't meet any chicks on Tinder. And you're like, well, fuck this shit. This is a scam. That's when you need to have another source or another opportunity of meeting women. Bars. Going outside and talking to women during the day. Cafes. Restaurants. Okay, maybe not restaurants. Fucking train stations. Shopping malls. University campuses. Like, places where you can just go around and meet women. The fucking street. Just go up to some chicks and say, hey, how's it going? You're really cute. I'm Andy. What are you up to today? Do you want to grab a drink? That kind of shit. If you only have one source of meeting women, when it doesn't work out, which is inevitable, it's going to happen sometimes. You get into ruts, or you have bad weeks, or you have a point where a lot of girls flake on you in a row, or you get rejected a lot. If you only have one source, you're going to get very fucking frustrated. So more than anything, being able to talk to women during the daytime is a nice way to alleviate some of that frustration when Tinder isn't working out, or when Hinge or any of the other apps that you're using. And again, I recommend you use a bunch of different apps. Go outside and talk to women. If you want to do bars as well. I personally never did. I was never really that bar guy. I tried it for a while and I was like, I don't really like this. But use as many different sources as you possibly can. Social circle as well, like through friends. I know a bunch of guys that get laid through their friends. Another important reason that I say to go outside and hit on girls in the public is because it's masculine as fuck. It absolutely raises your self-esteem. Absolutely makes you feel like a fucking badass in a way that... Yes, getting laid on Tinder feels fucking amazing. Like, I can't lie. Most of my lays are on Tinder, or a lot of them were on OkCupid and Plenty of Fish like several years ago when those platforms were actually kicking ass as well. But these days, almost all my lays are on Tinder. Some of them are on Hinge. So I'm the online dating guy. But even I will admit that it feels way better walking up to a girl in public, hitting on her. You feel like a fucking man. You just don't really get that feeling from Tinder. Or from online dating. Not to say that online dating isn't fucking fun. It's amazing. It's still sex. It's way easier once you get good pictures. But there's something fucking beautiful about that feeling of walking up to a girl. Hey, you're really sexy. Yo, you're fucking sexy. Even if you can't do that. Hey, you're really cute. Hey, I'm a little nervous. You're really cute. There's something that feels really fucking good about that. And you get mad credit for that. Like, girls will give you credit for having the balls to walk up to them. You get that on Tinder a little bit. I get that on Tinder every now and then. A girl will say like, wow, I love how direct you are. Or wow, you're so like forward. Or I like how blunt you are. I like how you didn't waste time. But you don't get, or you get way more, I should say, of that credit in person. Like that validation. And let's be honest, like validation feels fucking good. Yes, don't only be in this for validation. But like a girl saying, hey, holy shit, you just hit on me in public. You're ballsy as fuck. Do you do this often? Which by the way, anytime a girl says, do you do this often? Please don't always take that as a shit test. A lot of the time that's meant to be a fucking compliment. So you get that mad credit that you get in person that you won't get as much of on Tinder. You get a little bit on Tinder, but on Tinder, you're kind of more just like another guy until you get to the level where your pictures are really good. And again, I have a Tinder guide, free guide, link in the description below on how to get good pictures, all that sort of stuff. But we're not here to talk about Tinder. So you can also get, or I would say a lot of guys, maybe the majority of guys, will get hotter girls in person. The girls that you hit on in person and that you have sex with in person will generally speaking be hotter than on Tinder. Now, the caveat is once you get to a point where your Tinder pictures are really solid, I personally think that flips. I get hotter girls on Tinder now, but I think that's a big part of, I think a big part of that is the fact that I have like BDSM pictures. It's very clear I'm looking for something sexual. It's very clear I have my shit together on Tinder, like all that kind of stuff. So for most guys though, especially if you're just starting out, if you don't have good Tinder pictures, that will take you a little bit of time. I always say it's like an investment. You have to sit there, you have to go out, take some photos. You're going to have to do a couple of different photo shoots, take some different photos, mix and match. Like it's going to take you a little while to build up a good portfolio. Whereas assuming you're not so nervous and terrified that you can't make yourself do it, you could go outside and talk to women right now and hot girls will give you decent responses. You'll even fuck a few once you know what you're doing. Once you've hit on 300 girls. Even the first 100, hot girls will give you the time of day. Whereas on Tinder, until you have really good pictures, hot girls won't even match with you. You don't even get a chance to talk to them. And I think that's a very big like self-esteem booster for a lot of guys that they don't get on Tinder. A lot of guys on Tinder, when they're first starting out, they'll jump on there, they will get no matches or they'll get some matches, but a lot of girls on Tinder will just ignore you because guess what? She has like 500 fucking matches. She literally doesn't see your message. So you get ignored a lot. Even I get ignored a lot. Most girls you match with won't reply to your first message. So guys will, or a lot of guys are in danger of beating themselves up over that. Oh my God, like I feel worse for this. I must be doing something wrong. I must be a fuck up. Is there something I'm doing that's bad? And what I'll say is like, no, you're not doing anything wrong. Like that's just what happens on Tinder at the start. You get no matches until you have decent pictures. Like there's a threshold you have to get over where you have to have like at least decent pictures before you even get any matches. Whereas as long as you don't look like a complete and utter disgusting slob, you can walk up to hot girls and at the very least, they will thank you for the compliment and they will have a little chat to you. And when you're first starting out, yes, a conversation and a compliment and a girl being nice to you is not the same thing as having sex. Of course not. We all know that. But at the start, that can be incredibly validating. More to the point, that can help you snowball and go out and talk to more and more girls. It's like you're getting a little dopamine hit. You're getting a little bit of validation. You're getting a little bit of positive feedback. You're already seeing some results. I have one guy in my group coaching program right now who he's at the point where he needs to lose a bunch of weight. Like he's way, way, way overweight. He, like on Tinder, he like zero matches, right? He's just, his mission is losing weight right now. It's the thing that I'm forcing on him. I'm like, dude, you need to lose a bunch of weight. Like you're obese at this point. But the point is he goes outside and he talks to girls right now. He's already gotten a couple of like really good reactions where she's like giggly, she's happy, she's like, oh, thank you for the compliment. They talk for a little bit and he comes back to me and he goes like, holy shit, dude, like this feels really fucking good. Like I needed this. I can't believe I'm going to remember this for weeks. And he has. He still talks about it now, several weeks later. So early on when you're in the early stages, particularly if you're still working on your looks and you still need to work on your looks, going outside and hitting on chicks in public gets you that like positive feedback like immediately. Yes, you will get some rejections, of course. Most girls aren't going to sleep with you, but you will get a lot more positivity outside and again a lot more credit. Like girls will, even if they have a boyfriend or something, they'll still like, I can't tell you how many times a girl has like patted me on the fucking shoulder and said like, good job talking to girls. And I'm like, you're being patronizing, but thank you. And she's like, no, I'm not trying to be patronizing. Like, this is really good that you're going outside and doing this. Like, it's really brave of you. I can't believe you're doing this. Like, you get a lot more respect and credit from girls, from people in general, if you're going outside talking to girls. And you will get that from your friends as well. If you're just on Tinder, none of your mates are going to be like, oh, good job, dude. You have balls for going on Tinder. Now, that doesn't mean Tinder isn't fucking fun. I obviously love Tinder. You get laid pretty damn easily on Tinder. It's pretty fucking efficient. But you don't get credit from the boys, if you know what I mean. Your mates aren't going to be like, man, holy shit, I want to do what you're doing if you're on Tinder. Whereas if you go outside and talk to women, guys will be like, holy fuck, dude, are you a superhero? Like, how are you doing this shit? Like, most men don't do this shit. Most men can't do this shit. Most men have never even contemplated doing this shit. Maybe they thought about it once and they're like, I can't talk to strangers. I can't talk to women I don't know. That's hard. Especially if guys, if you go out with your friends and your mates see you do it, holy fuck, like you will blow their minds. You will also have more of a positive impact on other people going outside and hitting on girls in front of them. First of all, because any of your mates that see you do it, some of them will go like, I think I want to do that too. And they will. And you'll have positively affected someone else. When you hit on girls as well, a bunch of them will say like, holy crap, you're like, you really made my day. That's really nice of you. Thank you for this compliment. You made me feel really good. I feel really good now. You will see the smile on their face. They'll walk away, even if they have a boyfriend or they're not interested, they will walk away happy. I'm going to say at least half of the girls that you hit on will be really grateful that you hit on them. And the rest will kind of be like neutral, like ambivalent. Like, oh, no thanks. I have a boyfriend. Thank you. Like that's most of your reactions. But 50% will be like, thank you. Thank you. Like, it's really nice of you. And 1 in 10 will just be so over the fucking moon that it's like you've made their entire week or something. And like, you get to see that. You're seeing a real life human being in front of you, happy that you buy something you did from something you did. On Tinder, you don't see that until the moment where you meet up with them, and then you can tell them jokes, you can make them feel good, you can fuck their brains out, you can give them intimacy, you can do all that sort of stuff. So on Tinder, it's more like it's delayed. Again, that doesn't mean you don't get it from Tinder or online dating. It's just delayed. Walking up to girls in person, you get it straight away. So don't get me wrong. I hope all of this comes across as me not saying like, oh, online dating sucks. I'm obviously the king of online dating. I am the online dating guy. I wrote a fucking 130,000 word Tinder guide, 5-part Tinder guide, right? I'm obviously the online dating guy. But even I will admit there is something magical about going up to girls and hitting on them in person. It feels fucking good. It feels really good. Yeah, really good. So that doesn't mean I'm not saying that Tinder isn't amazing, but remember that you can do both. And that's what I'm advocating here. I hope I made that clear enough. This isn't, hitting on girls in public is better. Tinder is better. Online dating is better. It's not a competition. Do both. Because you will have days where you go outside and you talk to a bunch of women and none of them give you a phone number, or maybe a couple of them reject you and they're just like, no thanks, I'm not interested in you. And you just take it to heart and you're like, oh God, this feels awful. You'll jump on Tinder, use a boost, get 20 matches, and you'll feel good about yourself. And you'll be like, thank God I'm doing both. And then vice versa. Some days you will use Tinder, no matches. Oh my God, this feels awful. Am I ugly? You'll go outside, you'll feel ugly, you'll feel like a disgusting little ugly creep. You'll walk up to, three girls, two of them will be nice to you and you'll go, oh, I guess I'm not ugly. Okay, this is not. Okay, I can do this. Okay, I'm worthwhile. People like me. I at least made some girls smile. That's better than nothing. So that's why I say do both. Always do both. Have as many streams of girls as you possibly can. If you want to go to bars as well, do that. If you want to try and sleep with some girls in your social circle, do that. If you want to go to meetup.com, which I talk about all the time, which is basically a website for going to events and meetups and meeting new people and stuff like that, social gatherings, sports stuff, drinks and dinners, stuff like that, hangouts basically. Go and do that. You can absolutely get laid through that. That's a good way to get laid. I have several clients that get laid through that, or who got old. I had several old clients who got laid through that. Have as many different streams as you possibly can. Now, if you're listening to all this and you've never talked to girls before and you're like, I don't even fucking know how to do that, the main thing, probably the best piece of advice I can say, is just go outside for as many hours as you possibly can each day and just stay out on the front lines. Imagine that you're in a war, like you're battling your own anxiety and nervousness and you're trying to overcome that hurdle. The only thing that matters is that you stay out on the front lines. I did a video with exactly that title, just stay out on the front lines. I will leave a link in the description below to that one. That's the only thing that matters, that you stay outside. That's it. Just stay outside and keep trying. I have so many coaching clients who've done this. I have like four guys, in my group coaching program right now who are doing this shit. Who are, when they first came to see me, when they first joined the group, I literally said, your only mission is to go outside and just be outside. I don't care if you talk to women. I don't care if you pussy out on 500 women. I don't care if you stay out for 4 hours every day and it takes you 6 weeks. I don't care. Just stay outside and try and talk to women. And if you don't, congratulations. Doesn't matter. You were successful because you stayed outside. That is all that matters. Do that. And all four of them, by the way, one of them took like 30 minutes and he started doing that. That's rare. I will say that. That's pretty rare. One of them took like 6 days of going out for like 4 hours every day. I just kept repeating to him, dude, this is great. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Just keep going out. And then finally he had a breakthrough and he started doing it. some guys need to go out with friends. Do that. I talk about a wingman all the time. Like, go out and have a wingman. Go out and have a friend that you hit on girls with together. Even if neither of you have done it before, you can push each other. It is so much easier to do it with a friend. And then from there, you can build that up. And then eventually, you'll learn how to do it by yourself as well. Like, but if you need to start with a friend, do that. But just go out on the front lines. Just push yourself. And I should say the other two guys that are currently in the group as well, they're both hitting on girls as well now. I think one of them took like a week. One of them did it on like the second day or something. I've seen coaching clients all the time where I've gone out with them in person and it just takes time. Like they will pussy out on a bunch of girls and I'll be like, that's fine. We'll just be out here for 5 hours. I don't care. We can stay for 8 hours if you want to. We'll just keep going. And then at some point they just have a breakthrough and they're like, okay, I can do it. And they just do it. And it's horrible and they're nervous and they're scared, but it goes okay. Sometimes it doesn't go okay because they're nervous and they forget their own fucking name. That was me. But eventually they get through. So just stay out on the front lines. Now, if you try that and you do it for like a couple of weeks and you just can't, you're just like, I can't do this. Or you feel like you're starting to beat yourself up for it. Because the key point here is don't beat yourself up if you can't talk to girls. Like just stay out on the front lines. Just keep trying. As long as you are out there, you are winning. As literally, you are victorious as long as you stay out there. Because most men don't face this shit. As long as you're outside, you're winning. But if you try that for a couple of weeks and you just can't, like you pussy out on 10,000 women, you just feel miserable, or you start feeling like, oh my God, I'm a loser. I can't do this. What's wrong with me? That's fine. That's what happened to me. I did exactly that. I went out for about a week and I would have pussied out on like 10,000 women. I was out for like 6 hours a day. I took time off work. I just walked around for a week. I tried. I couldn't do it. I eventually hit on one girl and it was so monumentally difficult that I was like, I can't do this again. I can't do this by myself. So I joined a free, you don't need to sign up or anything, completely free program, Approach Anxiety program. I will leave a link in the description below to, I'll probably leave a link to a big article I wrote on how I beat my own Approach Anxiety. And I talk about the program itself and it's basically a log of everything I did every day. I do videos and stuff in that, or I did videos in that log. I talked about, you know, my own mental state, all that kind of stuff. So I'll leave a link probably to that article. So go and read that. And that program is like the best program that I've found so far on like beating that anxiety to start talking to women. There's also another one. I probably won't link to this because I personally think the program I did is the best one. So I'll link to that. But there is also, if you want to go and do your own research and find another one on girlschase.com, go to skilledseducer.com, which is the same guy's website. Chase is the name of that guy. On his forums, so skilledseducer.com. On his forums, you go into like the newbie section and there's like a newbie, like start here sort of thing. And it's basically his own version of a little like program to get you talking to girls. And his is, I think, 14 days. And I've looked through that and it's pretty decent. It's basically the same as the one I did. The one I did is just more like it holds your hand a little more. It's for if you're really fucked and like I was really fucked. If you really can't talk to women, if you just absolutely, you try and you're just like, no way in hell. The one on Skilled Seducer is if, you know, you might be able to talk to women. It's a little shorter. So you're welcome to go and check out that one out. I don't really give a shit which one you do. They both work. But go and do one of the programs if you can't. Otherwise, just go outside and do what I say. Just stay out there. Try and talk to women. If you still want help after that, if you feel like you absolutely can't do it on your own, I have coaching. I do group coaching. I also do one-on-one coaching. If you want something a little more hardcore, you want access to me, we'll kick some ass together. But I can absolutely help you with this stuff. Like I've lost count of, this is probably one of the things that guys hit me up for the most. So I'm absolutely happy to help you with this shit, like learning how to talk to women in person. But let's wrap up. Go outside, talk to women. Really, really, really good to have as many sources of or opportunities to meet women as you possibly can so that when one isn't working, you got others. Plus, you get mad credit and you feel masculine. Plus, it's really fucking fun. Maybe I should have said that, but going outside and hitting on women is really fucking fun. Tinder is fun too, but more once you get on the date. Like, the actual messaging on the app isn't... It'll be fun when it's new and novel to you, but cold approaching or hitting on girls in public is always fun. Like, even after you've done fucking 1,000 of them, it's still really fun. It still feels nice. You're still getting positive reactions. So go out there, hit on some cutie pies. As always, go out and crush your goals.